Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled Positioning for Success. Positioning for Success. So the whole episode is about how to position yourself for success. And I was at a talk recently, and this particular person was talking about purpose and positioning and things like that. And As I was listening, I started to think about all the reasons why success happens. And if I think back to all the things that I've done in the past that have led me to the success that I've had personally, and all of the other people that have had success too, there's this one principle that sticks out to me. And it's this principle of positioning yourself for success to find you. And I think people are chasing success. They're looking for it. They're chasing it. They're running it down. And then they seek success. What they don't realize is that all they need to do to receive success is to position themselves to receive it, which is a bit woo-woo and weird, but you might be thinking, what the heck am I talking about? But it's very simple. Like, success will find you if you position yourself to get it, okay? And most people are seeking success, but they're positioning themselves for failure. They're positioning themselves in all the wrong places. One of the simplest examples I can give you is that, you know, what I found was that when I was positioning myself at the pub, I wasn't positioning myself for success. It's not a place where success finds you. Okay, now, there are some elements of networking and things you can do at the pub, but more or less, it's just not where success lies. So it doesn't come and pick you up from there, basically, unless you're a publican and you own hotels. But does that make sense? Like, it's where you're positioning yourself. And so when I started to position myself in places where success found me, it started to find me. And like, for example, if you go to if you position yourself at certain events, success will find you there. If you position yourself in a place that's not your television, if you position yourself in front of a book, you'll find success there. If you position yourself with a good spouse, like a lot of people position themselves with a poor spouse, that's where they've positioned themselves. That's their decision to be in that position, and that's not where success resides. And you know, it happens in circumstances. Like, if you go to a certain party, is that where success is going to reside? If you go to, if you hang around certain people, if you position yourself amongst certain people, right, will success find you there, is the question to ask. So right now, my question to you is, how are you positioning yourself for success to find you? Because that's half the battle of success. Yes, there's work and there's, you know, commitment and all these things that you need to do. But if you're positioning yourself in the wrong places, you're never going to find success. Well, success won't find you, more or less, okay? And it's the same as with your money too. Like, if you look at your money, how are you positioning your money to grow? That's a great question to ask. Because if you're not, you're not going to have any success with your money. So how are you positioning your money to grow? How are you positioning yourself in daily life to save money? How are you positioning your money to grow? How are you positioning your time to create more money or make more money? How are you positioning yourself to grow? How are you positioning yourself to learn things, right? Most people are positioning themselves in places that success will never arrive to. The wrong people, the wrong environments, There's a few things that would create failure in terms of where you're positioning yourself. So I think it's just a personal question from me to you. Where are you positioning yourself right now where success can find you? And I think that's what happens when people say, oh, you know, I was at the right place at the right time. He was just the guy at the right place at the right time. Yeah, but he positioned, or she positioned themselves there to get the success. And I've seen that happen where someone, you know, shows up to this event or whatever it is consistently, okay, and success finds them. It's just amazing. And then you think, oh, they got lucky. They got lucky. This is how you create your own luck. And it's not in creating it out of the blue, right? Or picking four-leaf clovers. It's actually like, okay, I'm going to position myself to be lucky, right? And that's how you control a level of success in your life. And I think it's one of the best questions to ask yourself when it comes to success with your money or your career or your business or your relationships or whatever it is how am I positioning myself at the moment for success to find me? And you'll be shocked, be like, oh my God, I'm positioning myself in all the wrong places. No wonder success is not finding me. And this is where you start to then realize, wow, okay, I need to really be here for when it comes to get me. And it will come and get you. Like, you may, like, there's people I know within our organization, our team, they've moved cities and now they're becoming more successful. They literally picked up and moved so success could find them easier. And they're already experiencing the tremendous results. Sometimes it's a movement physically of you. Like sometimes it's like, okay, I have to move. I have to move cities. I have to move friendship circles. I have to move to another spouse. I have to move my body in the gym to look better, feel better, be more confident. And success comes and knocks me on the shoulder, says, hey, let's go do a photo shoot. I'll pay you thousands of dollars because your body's good. Oh my God, I position myself in the gym instead of the pub. And all of a sudden, I'm getting asked to do modeling photos or this or that or that. You're creating success because you positioned yourself in a place where most people don't want to do it, which is in those uncomfortable places. And normally to reposition yourself and to position yourself in a place where success finds you requires you to have uncomfortable conversations with yourself or with someone else. And you have to have the courage to disappoint other people. You have to have the courage to be disliked occasionally if you're going to reposition yourself to success. Okay, because you have to leave your old position and go to a new position. And that's going to cause conflict, friction, all these things. And that's how you do it, right? So yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable. But fortune favors the brave. And so my challenge to you is have the courage to reposition yourself and success will find you. So that's the question from this podcast because money will find you when you position yourself to receive it, when you position it to grow, when you position yourself in good behaviors to save it, and when you position yourself around the right environment with the right mentorship to give you ideas to make more of it, right? And position yourself around the right environment to have a better mindset around it. And this is really a big component of success that I don't think people really grasp. So I'll ask you again, how are you positioning yourself for success right now? And if you feel like or you realize that you're not positioned to receive success, what decisions are you going to make this week to change it? Cool? All right. That's it for this episode. It's a nice short one, but that's a real challenge for you to go and do that. So I hope that you can take value from this episode and say to yourself, how am I going to position myself for success? Let's go. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Please share this to your stories on Instagram, Facebook. Also, feel free to join our Facebook group, Money Grows on Trees. It's free. Jump in there. If you go to my Instagram, you'll see all these highlights across there. Go watch them. Register for our Money Masterclass. It's free. And binge the rest of these episodes on this podcast and go grab my books if you haven't read them. We released Money Buys Happiness, my new book, actually. If you go to moneybuyshappinessbook.com, you'll find it there. Has had tremendous reviews. A lot of people like it even more than Money Grows on Trees, I think. There's more to it. But both books together, if you read them together, you'll find tremendous value there. So, hey, go level up. Let's position you for success. And I look forward to talking with you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.